The budget is likely to roll back social grants yet again, but if it does so, government will be challenged. This is the warning from the Institute for Economic Justice. It states that the president has committed to extend the social relief of the stress grant, which could form the basis for a game-changing system of universal basic income. The Treasury has different ideas. I will speak to Kelly Howson. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
The president committed in the sonar to all grants keeping pace with inflation, but is that what is really happening?
So that's correct, and we welcomed the president's statement in the sonar that grants would keep pace with inflation, and we assumed that that would apply to the social relief of distress grant, which is an important cornerstone of the social grant system now. But unfortunately, there are indications that that will not be the case. The Department of Social Development has just last week released draft amendments to the regulations that govern the social relief of distress grant, which indicates that the grant will remain at its current level. In other words, they're not making any changes to those regulations except to extend them for a year. So this seems to fly in the face of the president's commitments, and we wait to see what happens in the budget tomorrow, but it looks like the grant is set to be rolled back further.
It's almost as if the government is trying to appease South Africans when it continues to extend the social relief of the stress grant of 350, an amount that no family can live on.
Yeah, I mean, if the government's trying to appease South Africans, I would struggle to find somebody who truly has been appeased or is happy with the way that this grant is being managed. I mean, this time last year, the grant was being provided to 10.9 million beneficiaries. And in the year since, we've seen the grant be eroded through a number of barriers being erected to access to the grant. For example, a complicated online application system, as well as the means test that's been put in place. Now, only 7.5 million people are receiving that grant, which we have to remember is actually in real terms at a much lower value than it was this time last year because of inflation. So I don't think there are many beneficiaries out there who can be happy with the current situation.
Is there concern that these exact barriers will be used to further cut funding of the SRD grant in the budget tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what we're very concerned about. So we saw that happen in the medium-term budget policy statement last year. Effectively what happened is that Treasury has put in place a number of barriers to people being able to access the grant. That has led to the numbers of beneficiaries dropping, and then Treasury has taken those numbers and said, well, look, there are fewer beneficiaries, so we don't need to give as much funding to the grant. So what we're very concerned about is this budget will further choke the funding to that grant based on the artificially low number of people that are currently receiving it.
So will you oppose any announcement of the cutting of the SRD grant?
Yes. So IEJ is constantly engaging with our lawyers on this matter. We think that there are some aspects of this process that may be unlawful, but it's certainly retrogression of people's rights. So the Constitution mandates that the government should progressively realize social assistance for those who need it. And what we've seen happening is social assistance actually being rolled back. So we will certainly, if that continues to be the case in this budget, explore our options for challenging it, including the possibility of doing so in court.
We'll follow this very closely, Kelly. Thank you for the update.
Thank you so much.